Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
I'll call him. I talked to him already, but I'll call him again.
He's crazy.
Yeah, he's a nut.
Oh, my God.
I called her also, and she straight up lied to me. She said, no, she does work for another agency, but it's another shift, so not the same time. I said,
yeah.
There's clock-ins in the system. She's like, yeah, they're probably changing the clocks. So
oh, yeah, that's exactly.
I said, they're not changing the clocks. It's a bunch of BS. You want to admit? And she said, no, you don't know what you're talking about. I'll call the other agency. She hung up and never picked up from me again.
Yeah, and then he said that we're conspiring against him with Keystone.
Then
I said, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Yep.
I'll tell you straight up, get up and walk it off. He's just one of these nutters.
I'll call I'm good. I just got a cookie. I'm good.
Okay, perfect. Well, if you want to even listen, I'll call him, and you can mute yourself if you want. But I'm going to call him now.
No, it's all right. I'm good. Have fun with that.
We just have to notify.
But I did call the special investigations person that reported it and asked her if someone can clarify for him exactly what's going on, because he's like, I'm going to call the TV, I'm going to call the lawyers.
I don't like people that threaten.
Yeah, it's so annoying. But I did leave her a message. I know.
I offered him another aid multiple times.
I even said if anybody else in his family, you know, even though we're technically shouldn't do that, but he still refused, so it doesn't even matter.
I'm just going to have to discharge him and call SC. I'll call him one more time, but it's like a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.